Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Christina Mora. I'm an executive team leader out of the Connecticut Marketplace. I have the distinct privilege and honor to do a morning mojo for you guys this morning, and I'm super, super, super excited. It's my first mojo, and I'm really excited. And this morning, just what I want to talk to you guys about is how personal development has changed my life, and I want to encourage everyone on this call to, if you haven't started already, begin doing personal development. If you're already doing it, do some more of it just because of how it can impact your life. So how I look at personal development is like a detox, right? So a lot of people detox their physical body because they want to be healthy. They want to be, you know, they want good health. And I realized that in order to not just have physical good health, but to have mental good health, reading, listening to personal development is very, very crucial. That's how I got to this point in my ACM career, is because I've indulged in personal development way more than I used to before. And as you can see, I went from being the shy, reserved young lady to being more outspoken, being more social and things like that, all because of personal development. And the thing that I love about personal development is it helps change your mindset. It helps adjust your mindset. A lot of people think that, you know, working on your mind is not important, but being in this ACM opportunity is something that I've learned that is very crucial to develop your mind. And the biggest shift that I've had over the past week, which is why I'm like, this is definitely what I'm going to talk about, because I feel like when you talk about something that's real to you, that resonates with you, you know, you can make a bigger impact on other people. So I'm a part of a book club, and in the book club, we read personal development books. And the book we've been reading as of late is called Focal Point. And the biggest thing that impacted me out of that book is where he talked about just as much as you put in your gas tank is how much you should read and develop yourself. And he talked about reading anywhere from 30 minutes a day to 2 hours a day. And I thought, oh, my God, 2 hours a day, that's insane. You know, who can do that? And just to show you how important personal development is. So for a long time, I hated reading. I never believed in myself when it came to reading. And that's because when I was in sixth grade, I'll never forget it, I was on a second grade reading level. It came from a different country, spoke similar language, but it was broken English. So it still was a little bit different. And my reading skills wasn't the best. So for a long time, that stuck with me, and I never thought I could read or really get through any books. But as I continued to do personal development, I started believing in myself more. I used to just listen to audiobooks, but in the past week, I've read two books, which I shocked myself on that because, again, because of the belief that I had in my mind that I'm not a good reader, I never thought that I could get through with reading. But back to personal development, that mental detox over time, doing personal development, my mindset changed and I started believing in myself more. And that's the biggest thing I've come to appreciate with personal development, is that it will change your mindset, it will change your belief, it will help you develop a winning attitude, a winning mindset. And that's the number one thing I noticed with a lot of these books that I've read. They all talk about changing your mindset. And as I thought about talking about this topic, I thought of a scripture that says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I'm wondering, well, why is that scripture there? And obviously, it's important to work on your mind, or that scripture wouldn't be there. So I really just want to encourage everyone on this call, do personal development. You know, sometimes you see people go to the gym, they spend an hour in the gym, 2 hours in the gym. But imagine the same effort they put into, you know, making their physical body look great, they put the same effort into developing a great mindset. You know, so that's what I want to talk about. I have some books that I want to recommend to you guys. One of the books that has really had a great impact on me is this book called You Will Win, and it's by Jacalyn Carr. Spell her name J-E-K-A-L-Y-N, Carr, and it's called You Will Win. And even reading that book, one of the things I've learned, I'm going to make myself very vulnerable and be as transparent as possible, is that even when you're going through your challenges, you don't have to look like you're going through a challenge per se, but you can still carry yourself nice, take good care of yourself, because basically there's a chapter in there that talks about how can you dress as a failure, but you're winning, but you're looking forward to victory. Dress like you're looking forward to victory, not as though you're looking forward to failure, and that helped adjust my mindset as well. So I'm really thankful to do this call. I don't want to end it too soon. I want to share enough knowledge with everyone. But, yes, personal development is important. Read as often as you can. And you don't have to start out at a fast pace. I didn't start out at a fast pace or reading 2 hours a day. I started out slowly. And now I've come to love reading. I look forward to it every night. And the beautiful thing is seeing other people look at you and tell you that you're not the same person that you used to be, or you're not how you were when they first met you, because of how personal development has impacted you. It gives you more posture. It gives you more confidence. And I just love personal development. And there's a saying in ACN that says, you know, the company is the same for everyone. The services is the same for everyone. Only difference is you. You're the only variable. And I always used to wonder, well, why am I the only variable? And that's because you have to work on yourself. You know, you have to work on the way you think. You have to work on the way you do things. Personal development is important. So that's what I really want to talk to you guys about. I hope this helps someone. I hope it encourages someone. I look at personal development as a mental detox. You know, some days I go through challenges. I experience negativity throughout the day. But when I, you know, before I go to bed at night and I read, it cleanses out all that negativity. It changes, you know, my perspective on certain things, and it helps me to see certain things differently. Another book that I want to recommend is called You Are a Badass at Making Money. Excuse my language. That's also a great book. That's the book that I'm currently reading along with Focal Point. So, again, personal development will change you. It will help you to become someone that you never thought you could be. And in addition to that, ACN events as well. You know, that's what the ACN events do. You know, you go out, you experience different things in the ACN opportunity. But when you go to an event, it strengthens you. It detoxes you from, you know, whatever negativity you may experience. Or even if you didn't experience any negativity, it cheers you on for positivity, you know. And it's the same thing with the books. It either detoxes you from the negativity, or it reaffirms whatever it is that you already know, or maybe something that you have forgotten. So to everyone on this call, go out there, develop yourself. Don't just work on your physical. Just the same way you eat, you know, food every day to nourish your body, read every day if you can. Listen to something every day to nourish your mind, because your mind is just as important as your body. And what you put in is exactly what you will get out. So go out there, everyone. Have an amazing day. Start doing some sort of personal development, and have a great day. Bye.